Yeah, is this Mexico Lindo Products? I was looking for Jose, please.
This is he. What can I do for you?
Hey, Jose, buddy. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff in underwriting. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
So I've kind of worked a little harder because we want to assist your business and figured out a way to actually do the equipment, including all the install costs, which is really kind of non-traditional. It's a separate program than the one I quoted on you, but we are able to finance basically all the soft costs, which is a kind of a one-off on a long-term basis, okay?
Alrighty.
So I want to give you the numbers that you'll be looking at. Can you confirm the total amount of equipment and installation and taxes?
No, they sent you the quote over there, but I'm not too sure, because there was two different quotes. One was without the stove, and the other one was with the stove. And with the stove was going to be like about $11,000 altogether.
Okay.
And I'm not too sure if they send you the whole information.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
And just to be honest with you, today we're absolutely drowning, so I won't have documents for you today, but potentially I can get you documents tomorrow, and I could probably get your vendor paid, if all goes well, by the end of the week. Okay?
Okay.
So let's walk through this. Okay. Da, 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 da. Okay. I'm bringing this quote up, okay?
Yes.
I don't see this quote. Give me a second. Because you're doing this used stuff, right? All right, so we go. We've got one for $13,001. We've got one for $76.83. So we're looking at about $20,684, okay? Okay. And Jose, just to make sure you understand, this approval is separate because we're actually allowing you to finance the installation, which is a non-recoverable cost, okay?
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense or no? I want to make sure you understand
No,
that.
No, it doesn't make sense, yes. I talked to somebody about this already.
I talked to you. I didn't think we could actually make this happen. On the first approval we had for you, they won't allow it, which I don't think it's... I think it's counterproductive for us just to finance the equipment, because since most of this is installed, it really doesn't do anything for you. So this is kind of like an all-or-nothing scenario, in my opinion. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
If it goes through good, if it doesn't, well, that's...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to... At the end of the day, I don't think it would help your business for us to finance, you know, the equipment, and then if you have to pay for install and you don't have that $12,000-$13,000, it's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to accommodate you right here.
Sounds good.
So 3110. So I'm not including the cents here, but how many years do you want to do this over?
It's 2-3 years if it's possible.
Okay. I can go up to 5 years. That's the maximum. Let me do there and work backwards. But if you're looking to pay this off quickly, a 3-year term is the way to go. If you do this over 3 years, your payment's going to be $922 a month.
That's probably the way we want to go.
Okay. You want to do that?
Yes.
So here's what I need you to do. I need you to talk to your vendor and actually have them make official invoices. The bill to and ship to should be your company. It shouldn't be handwritten. It should be, you know, typed out. And then I can get you documents. Just as an FYI, we ran the credit of the businesses. We're comfortable paying. If we can pay a deposit or you can, we're going to do the deposit on your behalf. We can pay architectural metals 100% before they ship because they have good business credit. It looks like there's just not a lot of information on the business credit for Phoenix Used Restaurant Equipment. So we've approved them for 50%. So they get 50 down from us and 50 on delivery, all right?
Sounds good.
So call the cut... So
I'm
going
to talk to them today, and then I'm going to tell them to give you a call. That's the same number they've been using all the time, right?
Official, yeah, the 858-866-9102.
Okay, 58, what else?
866-9102. And my name's Ruben.
Okay, Ruben. I'll talk to them.
Yeah, and have them give me a call so we can get this rolling.
Sounds good, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.